What guitar are you playing, Dan?
This is a very nice Lag Jet. Lag guitar. My good friend Jamie Georgiadis sold to me for an absolute steal. Good man that he is. He's customized it with a standard pickup and also a humbucker pickup. You can switch between them. So you've got really got the best of both worlds. Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. Very nice. But he was, that was, I wanted to learn to play the guitar better. So I went to see him and I said, look, the guitar that we bought when we were 18, I took it and I said, look, I need a proper guitar. Look at what I'm playing. And he just took it from me and just went, he said, yeah, no, this guitar's fine. It's not the guitar, mate. It's you. No, he didn't say that, but effectively it was a hard lesson, you know. It's not the tool, it's the the player, isn't it, you know. Talking of which, how's your tool?
Right, well, these are great. I've had we've got lots to catch up on, Dan. It's all going horribly wrong, but
Philip, what do you do? Jess?
Oh, it smells so good.
Let's have a look. Side view.
Hang on. Oh, God. Hang on. Let me just, let me go. There we are. Let's just go normal for a bit so you can see them.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm a little bit worried about the lead. I have to say, it's a bit long for my liking.
Yeah, and it goes into both.
Yeah, separate
things as well, doesn't it? Yeah, how do you find that?
Lovely, and they are utterly, honestly, I've never.
They're gorgeous.
Oh, because I was told, this is the whole thing. I think you talk about it in your book. Well, it might be another, but you certainly allude to it. Expectations. Because I had very low expectations because my friend said, you've got to play them for 10 hours, yeah. So they'll sound shit. Literally, the second I put them on, it was like, oh, my God. Is this going to get better? And I think he was just texting knows me. I think he was just sort of...
Yeah.
It's shit. But actually, what you hear, I listened to the Eels album.
Yeah.
Sounded phenomenal and so loud because, again, they said I was 300 ohms. You know, you've got to have it in your head. So I put them in my stereo just in the amp. I literally have it on volume one. Any more, my ears would be damaged.
Wow.
Yeah. And, and then I listened to some of Taylor Swift's new album.
Yeah.
Which I didn't really rate at first. And then there's one song, I just said, oh my God, it's so, because you read who's on it. We're three programmers. Yeah. So there's me with my, I'm program. She's got three other people who are all brilliant. That's all they do. But she's got three of them and percussionists and a live drummer. You sort of think, maybe that's why her drums sound phenomenal.
Gorgeous. Yeah.
Because, pretty much every note is sort of programmed and pondered over by someone. But,
it's just a joy. I love getting something like that where you can go back over your old...
Yeah.
And re-listen and it's all new again. Yeah.
The space, that's because I've been talking to my friend who's got them as well. Yeah, and both of us have been quality. It's difficult when you say quality because CDs, it's the quality is always there. I mean, even with Apple headphones, it sounds good, as in clear, but it's the space these give you. That's what's different. It's massive. The sonic space, it's just huge. Everything's got so much room.
Yeah.
You know, with other headphones, it all feels good, but a bit cramped. But then you put it's the space. Like left and right.
Hang on.
So what are those ones?
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, yeah, it's better. Sorry. Yeah, so they're open-backed, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And so they, I mean, that's the difference. I've just put these ones on because I was sitting there and I could, you know, you get that, you talk and your voice sounds like it's coming from somewhere else, doesn't it? You put some open-backed ones on and it's like driving in an open-topped car.
Yeah.
You are part of the world.
That's it.
Rather than excluded.
I mean, close back, your voice sounds like it's there. So,
there. Yeah. Yeah.
And with open back, it's there. It's just like sound should be. It's open.
Yeah.
And then I've tried a bit of mixing and this whole mid side chain thing. Oh my God.
Yeah.
You know, you just think, I watched one video. So, again, my friend said, you've got to try this. And I'd heard of it, but never, because we all get in our own ways, don't we? And you just think, that sounds too complicated.
Yes.
And I like my mixes. Seriously, I've been listening to old mixes I've done. They're good with these. It's not like I'm thinking, they're all shit. But so I watched this 15-minute video. It's so well explained about how it works and what you can use in Logic. And that basically they've all got these that I've never bothered. I've always used channel EQ. They've got these linear EQs, these dynamic EQs, which have these mid, side, thick. And he said, basically, the way he explained it, he said, at the edge of your mix, it's kind of the choppy stuff. And in the middle, it's kind of the more middly stuff. So he said, all you do is listen to it, just pull that up a little bit and pull it down. So that kind of curve. And then the middle, do that. So I did it in one of my mixes. It was like, oh my God. Suddenly,
it cleared out all the rubbish in the middle.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm 54. Why didn't I learn that when I was 25?
I know, but now you've got another 20 years of being able to.
I know, it's annoying. So I spent a lot of time just being quite hard on myself, just going, that's so simple. And you know, so now I'm thinking parallel compression, I've never really bothered with that. And so suddenly there's all these things I'm going to think, really?
Yeah.
I think the
mid-side EQ, that's a special one. Have you ever tried it? Yeah, you can do it in
and but it's not that technical really, but it makes such a difference. I still don't quite get, because on the graph I'm thinking, because the graph is still from 20 to whatever, you know, the spectrum seems the same. But the way I explained it is that even though your peak, it's only affecting whatever you do in the side, is only affecting that spectrum of the side.
Right.
So you can still boost, 40 hertz. But of course, it won't make much difference at the side.
No, because the side hasn't got much. Yeah.
So.
But and you actually want to get rid of the low stuff. Somewhat on the side.
It just makes all the kind of, it gives it sparkle. So that's the sparkle bit, and then when you just pull it up in the middle, I mean, just literally random, just pick in the middle and go whoop. It's just this massive, great, like it's almost like a big rich, like, ooh. And you think,
but only where you want it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think
that's brilliant. That's brilliant. But I
think, ozone and people, maybe all they've done is what's really simple and given it a nice GUI and charged you £400 for it. But actually, you can do it with your bog standard linear EQ.
Of course. You know what you're doing. It's all about knowledge, isn't it? Like we were saying, and then you could probably do it, with a
You don't need
an EQ, an EQ on a hi-fi stereo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? Yeah. Because there's a bit, the plugins that will just convert left and right into mid and side. So then you could feed that into any stereo plugin.
Right, yeah.
You know, and then you've got ones that convert it back. So you put that after it and it will convert it back to stereo again, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah. But life is short, Phil. Thank God you didn't know about that when you were 21, because you would have released one album so far.
Settling.
It would have been, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, life is... I love that about you. I love that about Bob Dylan. You know, just get in, move on. You know, and that is a fantastic. That is a fantastic attitude as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
I spent some time listening to a guy talking about compression, because I don't think I really.
I don't really get it.
He explained it really well. Just one aspect, because compression is, you know, like a whole load of different things, isn't it? A whole load of tools you can use cases, but just one or two, you know, things you can do with it. And he went through it nice and slowly, and I listened, and it was just like, oh, that's brilliant. Yeah. Fantastic. Thank you very much. Yeah. So, I mean, it's just such a good hobby. You know, it's endless, isn't it?
Yeah. Just endless enjoyment. You just think you've got all your reverbs, and your idea of they've just released another. They know, I mean, they're very clever, because it's called, what do they call it? Basic reverb, or some spring, essential spring, or something. It's some classic spring reverb. It's really simple, and there's a whole video about it, and you just think, oh, that's gorgeous. That's what I need. And you think, No, I've already got four.
Yeah.
It's not really the other four I've got.
They're so clever, aren't they? Because you're pretty sure, like 2 weeks ago, I was pretty sure, you know, I don't need anything more. I've got everything I need. Great. And then you come along with your HD 600s.
That's and I'm it. Like, and now...
I've got to have some.
Same with me. And same with John. Because it was when... Because he rang me and said, Phil... You know how we mix? He started very cleverly. You know how I was going, yes, yes. Well, of course, I'm not going to go, no, I want to carry on mixing by shooting in the dark in my crap room and, you know, guessing. And, you know, he said, just do this. Whatever you get in there, then put it on your speakers. You'll be like, oh, hello.
Yeah. You know? Have you had a chance to use them at all yet?
Not, I've used them a lot. I haven't done a mix. I did a mix with my speakers, and I sent it to, and he said, oh, it's quite good. So, but no, I've not done one yet. I'm sort of waiting still. But I've just been having so many problems. My studio, Dan, it's doing my head in.
Oh, dear. Oh,
I delved in, and it's been, I mean, they've been very good, UAD, I have to say. I mean, literally within 12 hours, every single thing, they write back. So I've got this one bloke, and he's working through everything. It's not right, you know. And so he thought it was the firmware. And then he was looking at my, so because I'm 10.10, he said, well, you need to go back to the UAD software, because I've got 9.10 software, UAD. And the last one that was tested with 10.10 was 9.6 in 2018. So I've been merrily updating. And he said, well, you know, it was all going to go. But the thing is, things like Capital Studios, a Lexicon 380 Reverb, all these things aren't actually cleared for my Mac.
No.
And I've noticed, because the Lexicon 380, never, it just crashes every time I use it. I just thought, well, that's why. So he said, right, you've got to delete everything, he said. And it was a bit scary. And he gave me, it's lots of different manually going to preferences and deleting all this stuff. Then reinstalling from the legacy. So an older version that doesn't have all these plugins that I've paid a fortune for.
Yeah.
And then manually updating the firmware. It's a weird, you kind of pick up this bin file and just drop it on the... Anyway, so after lots of back and forth, I did put the older version, 9.6 of the UAD, and it was just chaos, just crashing. I couldn't shut my computer down. Everything was just bouncing in the dock, just going like that. Everything was bouncing around. I couldn't close anything. I basically had a big, nothing worked. And then he said, well, you've got to find the firmware. And I couldn't find it. I went to library, application support, and there was nothing. There was no you. And I sent him a screenshot. I said, it's not there. You know. And then I double-clicked on the hard drive on the Mac, and there's a library there as well for some reason, and it's all in there. So I'm at that stage now. I've found where this mysterious older version of firmware is. So he now wants me to do it all again, put an older version of firmware, and see if it affects the meters then.
So you're completely screwed at the moment.
But he thinks it's hardware. He does say, because you've done all this, so I've reset it, I've reinstalled what I already had, I've reinstalled the firmware that I already had. But I haven't tried this go back to the last registered version, which would mean I won't have lots of the plugins I've got, but he doesn't think it will, to be honest. So then I don't know what I do, really. What do I do? Just get it fixed or something, but I don't know. And then the next thing was on my speakers, it keeps going really quiet on the left on my monitors. Suddenly everything goes, it's all weird. So a friend of mine said, oh, you need switch cleaner on the lead and just sort of, you know, shag it with the, you know. And that, because he said that's a lead thing, that's contacts, if it's going really quiet and then coming back. Anyway, that doesn't seem to have worked. And then tonight, this is my biggest fear, when you just go, no, I don't know. So my favorite mic, my Avantone C12, lovely mic. And I set it up to do a recording of a story for the whole of me, you know, just, and I read the story. And then when I turn around, all the way for it's really fine. And then it goes really quiet. And then really loud again, and then really quiet. So I was like, what's happening there? So I tried it again, and it did it again at different places. So I wiggled the leads, and then it worked all right. So I'm thinking it's something to do with the lead.
Oh, Philip, I don't know. Yeah.
You know what I mean? You just think, oh, no. So I've got my mics cocking up.
That's too much chance that you were doing that in the computer that's using your UAD.
Yeah,
no, it's got to be the chance of your mic breaking at the same time as your UAD.
Yeah, I don't think it is, because I treat it honestly, like I put it away every night. Yeah. I handle it so gently in its lovely velvet case and in its box.
Of course you do, yeah.
Oh, I praise it. I love that mic. It's gorgeous. You know,
yeah.
So, and it's quite interesting because I used on one story, I just had to add a little bit. So instead of redoing the whole story, I cut it, widened it, and then re-recorded the little bit. And the main story was with my Neumann. And then I used this, and honestly, it's my voice like this. And then the new bit was with the C bit. It's suddenly really rich. It's really, you can tell it, it's so obvious. It's gorgeous. And Neumann are good. I mean, it's still really clear. But there's this sort of richness with the Avantone. It's like, oh, hello. And you can really hear it.
Yeah.
So I've left it. I mean, whether anyone notices, but there's a story and there's suddenly a little bit. Suddenly, it's like I'm whistling in your ear. Oh. So I
feel for you, Phil. I feel for you.
It sort of works. Everything works. So, I'm, like you said, put tape over the mic. Because, to be honest, I don't really care that much.
No. No.
It's glitchy. No. It's a glitchy thing. I think it is software. I think it's something weird's going on, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I think sounds like you're heading towards a new computer.
I've been looking, but then it's the whole Apple are meant to be bringing out a new M chip, and so I'm going to wait till they say March. They might announce something. See what they announce.
Yeah,
because I don't want to get an iMac that's instantly. You've got the old Intel. Oh no.
Yeah, that would be so annoying, wouldn't it?
That would
just
be.
Just spend $3,000 on something. Yeah,
exactly. My $3,500 setup. It's old, mate.
No, definitely get an Apple chip. Get the otherwise it'll be like you're on the Motorolas of the past.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Anyway. So
Tell me.
Yeah.
Bullet journaling.
Right. Now, Dan, I had a meltdown, a major meltdown. I nearly rang you, mainly because Rose was going off. Because I really got very upset and I stayed up so long because, okay, here it is. And I'll just get my screen because there's an issue and it just, you will get this. Everyone else I've talked to can't understand why I'm getting such a tiz, but you will understand. So I really get the whole way of setting it up. Look, I'll show you how I set it up. So I've got my index.
Yeah.
My key, I did a key at the front, all the different things. I was really excited, still all good.
Yeah.
My future log with my 6 months.
Great.
Right, here's the first issue. You know, really? I don't know what I'm doing.
Right,
monthly log. So there's the monthly log, which I made a bull's up because it's only February. So I've only got a little bit down there.
Right.
And then you got your what you want to do in the month. So you put that down, your bullets and your events and stuff. And then here are my dailies.
Right.
So my first day, the 18th, I as expected, I thought, well, I'll look at my monthly.
Yeah.
And I'll put down what I want
some
to
of
do.
The things. Yeah.
Record narrations, continue footprint, which is a song, put free CPD up online for next week. Reset Apollo, blah blah blah. Now at the end of it, because it was far too ambitious.
Yeah.
So I then had two things. Now on the video, they say you do all this, and at the end of the week or the month or whatever, you look at this, which none have been touched, none have been crossed out or anything.
Why?
Yeah, exactly. I've watched it so many times. He said at the end of the week, you go through and you cross off what you've done alongside with this.
What?
I'm thinking, well, hang on. I cross it off as I do it. Thank you very much.
Of course you do. Right. Of course you do.
What about these ones that I didn't do? What do I do with them?
Yeah.
Right. And he said, you just leave them. I said, what? I can't. What do you mean I just leave them? I mean, do I migrate them to the next day? Do I write them again? No. So I mean, well, now I need to know, because put free CPD, what do I do with that? Because I didn't do it. So do I then write it again on the next day? And you know what it's like? What, do I keep writing it as I keep forgetting?
Yeah, yeah you do.
But this is, okay. I was thinking, no, I can't do that. That's silly.
No, well, it is, but it's also silly not doing what you said you were going to do. So,
yeah, okay. So, right, there's so many questions coming in. So, okay. So, I made my own new symbol, which was that caused me great pressure here because I'm already adding to something I don't understand. You see where it's going now, Dan? I've got so many new symbols now. Of like, haven't done it right. I know it's all going horribly wrong. So now it's covered in little things that aren't in my key.
Yeah,
I've diverted. Okay,
that
so it's
seems
fine.
Very weird. Yeah.
Right. So then, fine. So what I did, right? Now I did the key. I thought, right, I won't rewrite it. I'll put a little down arrow, like that. A little down arrow. And I did achieve these the next... Actually, I didn't know. I haven't achieved that yet. So then the next day, I put a reply. So then I read... So I went on all these blogs and stuff, and I read this guy, and he said, right, the thing is, it's a log. It's not a planner. And he was having the same problem as me. Seriously, I trawled everything. And he said, look, what you've got to do is log as you're doing things. You don't make a to-do list. So you, in the morning...
Right.
Yeah, well, this is my first reaction. I was like, well, hang on. No. So what I'm doing now is I'm doing a mixture. So look, this morning...
You need to get on YouTube.
I'm not annoyed, Dan. There's nothing there. It doesn't explain it. This is when I have a meltdown.
Rubbish. There's nothing. It really doesn't.
If you find it, Dan, you type in, what do you do with stuff you haven't done for the day before? I've looked. And then all you get is loads of people going, look at my daily log and how they've done it with watercolours and shit. And I'm like, look, I don't want to do it all like that. I just want something functional. And then the next problem, Dan, the last thing, and then I'll leave you to ponder, the diary. Here's my diary.
Yes.
Right. Look at my diary, right? I've got to-dos and notes. That's what I always do.
Yeah.
So I'm now thinking, well, I've got two. I've made it worse.
You have, yeah.
I have. But I really like this because I've gone and invested in pens. It was so exciting getting all the gear.
Oh, man. I feel for you.
What I think, Dan, what I think is good.
I don't think you were ready. I think you went too soon.
No, because I do think I get it now. I think what it's teaching me is, yes, that first day I did it, I was too ambitious.
Yeah.
So if you log what you actually do in real time, you start to realise what you can plan to do. So you learn. Mm. And I am actually thinking, I'm going to do it for 6 months and I'm going to keep doing it. And so today, like, I called a friend in China. And after calling her and talking to her, I wrote down, call Barbara, and crossed it off.
Okay. Well, you're going to be more successful there.
Well, this is what they say you're meant to do, is you kind of, you do things and then log what you do, because that's what a log is.
Because it's a journal. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a day. Yeah, but these things, this is called your daily log. That's what he calls it.
Yeah.
It's not a daily planner.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
But I don't know. You see, I'm thinking you need to do it for a long time and then analyze what you're doing. And that then leads to nirvana. And
why do you have the 6 month thing then to record?
Because they told me I followed the instructions.
I know, but is that so you can?
I've no idea.
At the end of a week, you transfer everything. You know, you put the highlights into your monthly one.
Because he says it's all about migration. You have the left arrow, which points to this. And your right hour. So here, what you do, at the end of the month, you go through all this. But I'm doing this in real time. I'm not going through it at the end of the month. I'm doing it as we go.
Yeah.
But at the end of the month, so I've got here email schools, RE, this thing, which I haven't done yet. So if at the end of January, I can either put a right arrow, which then points to my next, what I want to do in the month, or I do a left arrow and I put it in here. So I might think I'm not going to do that till May. So I put that in May.
Right. So then it's not a log anymore. It's a...
Well, it is. You're logging. Well, yeah, exactly. It's a future log. So in here, you're putting, what do I need to do? What do I want to do over the next 6 months? I can't work like that. I can't put in August what I want to do, but I can't.
No, not at the moment. But if somebody said, hey, let's meet up in August, and you bang it in there.
Yeah, I think the pandemic isn't helping, to be honest, because none of us can make plans. But I mean, in March, I put plant bulbs, which is because I've got these bulbs that I want to plant in the garden. And then I've just got events. So I've got a GDS, I've got a school webinar on the 24th. I've got a Dubai webinar. And I've got on the 29th, when we can have people in the garden, I've got two people coming over to the garden. So I've just got right. events, the little circles.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
But
I'm so sorry.
I don't understand.
It's my fault. Phil, it's not you, it's me. I thought it was a way of getting organized, but it's not. It's a way of recording, journaling what you've done.
But it is organized. When you read about what it does for people, and I read a New York Times review, you know.
Yeah, there is. There is a one page you can put cancel yoga, organize surprise for Matt.
Yeah, and I've read this.
Send vacation photos to Linda.
Yeah, that's
fix the brake light on the car after you've cancelled the yoga. I think that should be at the top for personally. Yeah. But so there is, but I mean, like that page, that's February. They're looking to do 10 things. I mean, I'm looking to do 250 things.
That's what
February.
I mean. Look at my month. That's the last 2 weeks. And I've already done it all. I'm adding to it. And the other thing I find hard, what I like though, is you see, you get collections then. So at the back, you start making collections. Things like my studio setup or birds I want to see. So you can start making them.
Yeah.
And because it's all indexed, I do get it. So that you
I
go,
think it would, yeah.
Eventually,
when you finished,
my studio,
lovely book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Full of how you live your life.
Yeah.
But I mean, Rose is liking it. So she's doing it, but she just isn't as hung up on the rules. She's just doing it
for fun.
Yeah. I'm going. Because I'm doing absolutely to the letter, and then I had a rant about how he's full of bullshit, and
I can understand.
Wasted my time. I've spent £30 I spent on my book and my pens and all that.
Yeah.
And it's not quite. I just can't see why it's different to diaries that I've always kept.
Yeah.
What do I do with this? That's my other question. What do I do with my diary now? Is that obsolete?
How does the diary fit in with the bullet journal?
Yeah. Because I tend to put all my jobs in the diary and it's very easy. But because it's not indexed, you see, I can see why you might forget. You put something in a date and you forget it's there. Now in the bullet journal, could it be in your future log or all that? You'd see it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the diary isn't great for tasks for that reason, because if you don't do them, then they disappear out into the history, don't they?
But I mean, I re-recorded this stuff today. Whether I would have done that normally, I think I would have clocked it, and not because I've written it down. Re-record gratitude stories.
Yeah, you did it.
Because I've done it, you see, I'm going to cross it off now.
Oh, wait, Phil. It does say you cross off the dot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I've done. So I cross off the dots. But he says in his video, you do it at the end of the week. And I'm not. I'm doing it at the end of the day and the end of the task.
Yeah, of course. Because that's what my life is all about, crossing off tasks. Yeah. That's all I care about.
You know, and I can see, okay, so today it says upload 9.6.1 firmware. I haven't done that. So this is the dilemma. So that was today. So do I rewrite it tomorrow? Because he says you leave it all so that at the end of the week you can see what you haven't done and you migrate it to your future log or your...
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Right. Okay, good luck. Are you going to carry on with it?
Yeah. I'm going to carry on for Yeah, I'm going to give it 6 months. I think I'm going to give it a good, just do it and then see, what is this changing, or is this just something else I've got to do, which I am finding it a little bit. It's something else I've got to do.
Yeah.
You know, filling it in. But it doesn't take long. You know, you just write down, you know, what you're doing. And it is good. It sort of focuses you.
Yeah.
But it's just that, what do you do? And it's that he doesn't explain it. As far as I can see.
You need to, yeah. If you're going to get into it, you need to learn some more, don't you? You need to get to watch some more videos.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to get into it, so.
No.
I'm not, though.
No.
I've got a system, so I'm
quite happy. Yeah, you've got a system that works.
But what I haven't got is I don't have a journal. You know, I don't have anything that I can look back on and go, oh, look, I did this.
Yeah.
I would like something that hooked into all those tasks I'm completing and showed them.
And that does that, definitely. Because I looked at mine the other day and thought, oh, and also events, you know, that's quite nice.
Yeah.
Put in
events
and these symbols are quite nice, a little circle for an event. The straight line for something you want to remember. I like that because I'm always writing, oh, I heard that. That's a great quote or that's a great thought.
Yeah.
So it's quite nice for that because it's all in one place.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's, I think it's time. You can't really analyze it. I was trying to analyze it after a day. Now I've done 6 days. You know, it's already looking a bit more beefy, a bit more like, okay, I could learn from this. Because it does show you what you do. Because that's what this blog I read, it says it's a journal. You journal, you log what you do. That's the whole point. And then you learn how you work. So gradually your log becomes much more in tune with what you do. Your planning, becomes much more in tune with how you work. Which proved it. That first day I did, I just put too much in and I didn't do it all. And I think I'm learning that in the morning when I plan, I put 3 things, which I do very quickly, and then I do it in real time.
Yeah.
So mentally, I feel more productive. I feel like, I finished. I used to the day before just put everything I wanted to do, which would be ridiculous. And I wouldn't do it all. And I'd do things that I hadn't thought of doing because they'd prop up. And then I feel bad about myself because I hadn't, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Three things. I think that's a really good target. 3 things in a day. Get them done. And then you can still do more stuff in the day, can't you?
And you know you can. I mean, I literally put in 3 things that can take me 10 minutes. But then you're like, you're clear. It's almost like, I've done those that I definitely needed to do.
Yeah, yeah.
And so when I did that recording today, I'm really glad I did that.
Yeah.
But I didn't put that down as something I had to do because I just thought, I didn't want to do it really. But because I did what I needed to do, then it was like, oh, what could I do now? Oh, I'll update those recordings I have to do for TWOM. Which took about 2 hours, but at least I did it, and then that's it. So. A lot of people like it, Dan, you know, it's very popular.
Yeah. Well, good stuff, Phil.
Hmm.
Okay, I'm going to...
So what are you doing tonight? Are you going to do a bit of recording, or...?
Yeah, I'm going to do a bit now. Carry on. Yeah, enjoying it. What about you? What are you doing?
Don't know, really. Nothing much. I'm just going to... I'm kind of reading. I'm reading a brilliant book, actually, Dan, if you want. It's by Ian McEwan.
Yeah.
Machines Like Us, or Machines Like... Hang on, Machines Like Us, or Machines Like Me. Hang on, let me just... It's Machines Like Something. Ian... McEwan. There he is. It's brilliant. I'm loving it. I'm sort of obsessively reading it till late at night. Machines Like Me. Really good.
Right.
Have you ever read any Ian McEwan or?
Don't know.
Atonement.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Look forward to hearing about that.
Yeah. There we are.
Is this a better time for you, Phil? 7:30?
Do
you?
Yeah, like doing it works well. I mean, I tend to eat earlier now. I'm sort of on a ever since this year, but it's up to you. If you want, do you want to be later or earlier or?
No. Let's try this. Let's try it this time. See how it goes.
It works for me. I usually eat about 6:45 is my eating time.
Yeah.
But it's good news, isn't it, Dan, about all the, well, the slow release, the slow walk out of lockdown, potentially.
Yeah. Yeah. Be good.
Yeah.
Okay, Phil.
All right.
Yeah, I want to crack on. So I will see you later.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Tell me about your headphones if you get a chance.
Yeah, definitely. I'll do some mixes for you, Dan.
Yes.
With them. I mean, to be honest, I haven't used them that much. I've been sort of, you know.
Yeah. Just,
listening to a few, mainly listening to other stuff with them rather than,
All right.
All right, well, good luck.
Thank you.
Mixes.
Will do.
All right.
See you later.
Bye.